All right. What is up, everyone? Welcome to Did We Just Become Best Friends podcast. So I got Alfredo and I got Brian this week.
Yes.
And
I need that song when I'm about to fire somebody. I really need that song playing. Like, having it off the plan. So it's about to like, oh, you about to lose your job.
It plays on the speakers, like in the whole restaurant.
It's so funny. Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one.
Hold on one second, guys. Let's get this out the way. Someone wants to say hi. Come here.
Hi.
Hey, Bella.
Hi.
I heard you had fun this weekend.
Uh-huh.
You did? That was good. I'm sorry I missed it, but I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Pay attention to what they're saying. Say something else.
Uh-oh.
What'd you have for dinner?
Grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, grilled cheese. Did I make that for you? Nope, I didn't make it. No? Oh, okay.
Is that where we went?
I went to a restaurant.
Whoa.
Which restaurant?
My favorite restaurant.
Which one is that? Favorite?
Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Bella.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Come on.
I play.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. That's not the way she got that bug out of her.
Need to make her a little like intro for her little
We should say in this week's Ask Bella.
Yeah.
What? Oh, where's I don't know where the bucket's at.
You know where
right. The bucket's at. Yeah, I know my bucket list. That's about it.
All right. How you guys doing? I know Fredo is having a blast over there.
Yeah, I'm over here playing Mr. Fix-It. It's like everything else in my life. So, yeah. I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. All the jobs I had lined up for this week, everything happening with Jess. There you go, Bells. Basically, you know, getting canceled or appointments been rearranged, so it happens, you know, priorities.
Yeah.
She's getting, Kramer, I don't think you know this. She needs to get her gallbladder removed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's going to get that Saturday.
It's a outpatient, so she'll be in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll let you study it after you told me last time. I was like, oh, man, look. They got to put five holes in, and then they take a little piece of each one, and it'll be gone. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It depends if you're doing I seen it robotically. That shit is awesome.
Fold the skin in, and they take the whole thing out. Oh, my God.
No. Robotically, it's just three holes. They just and there's a whole robot in there.
It is.
And then the doctor... it's so cool. The doctor, got me confusing. I can't even pronounce it. Throw me off now. Now I keep wanting to say microscopic, right. But I know it's not. It's laparoscopic.
Okay. Laparoscopic. So they're gonna put
holes.
Yeah, they're gonna put four.
They're put four.
Yeah, I guess one's for good luck. I don't know. So they're gonna put one above her belly button, one above the belly button.
That's one where air goes in.
Close here, and two on the side.
Hmm.
So
they usually just do three.
Yeah, they said it's gonna be.
I mean, it depends on the doctor.
Very small.
Yeah, they're tiny.
Yeah, she's not happy.
But it's the same thing as like your appendix. You remove your appendix. It's three little holes, whatever.
She doesn't like the fact that she needs to go under the knife for cut or I'm like it's gonna be small. She goes, I don't care.
Yeah, it happens. Erica had a hernia from her scars from when she had her gallbladder removed.
Mm-hmm.
So the scar, the scar, because it never heals like the same, so you always get a little scar tissue. And I guess it kind of ripped open a little bit, and she had a little hernia on there, so they had to fix that. So it's not too bad.
Don't say nothing.
I mean,
it did not happen at all. No, no. It did not happen. I don't know
six minutes, 50 seconds. Edit.
She had that. She had that when she was like 18 or 19. So, you know, Jessica's not a. Not a kid anymore, you know what I mean?
No.
So no. She's not gonna grow any more taller.
No. You know? I'll tell you this. No, she's not. I'll give you this though. She can take a lot of pain. I mean, she took a lot of pain on doing this. I mean, after the show, I'll give you more of a detailed story. I mean, because I know I told Brian and Marvin, but yeah. I'll talk to you after the show, Karen. But yeah, all of us, I don't care. But she took a lot of pain, man. She was so much pain.
It can be really dangerous if a gallbladder bursts. Then you're not talking three little holes. You're talking a nice big old cut, and then they got to start moving around organs and vacuum out all the bile.
Isn't that all the bile from your kidney goes to your gallbladder?
No, it's the there's bile in the gallbladder that gets put it into your system to help break down greasy, fatty foods. So a lot of times if it doesn't get worked out enough, so if like you're on a really, really healthy diet, it could happen. But most of the time it happens because you have a lot of you're eating a lot of fatty, kind of greasy stuff.
Right.
So that's why you see a lot of 18, 19-year-olds do it, because obviously they're eat whatever they want to eat. And then that adulthood is starting to kick in. So
we went to two different ERs. We went to Silver Cross.
Silver Cross, yeah.
We went there. We waited there for 4 hours. They took her in ambulance. We waited for 4 hours. They did not see her. Then she's like, screw it. I'm going to call another hospital. We went to Edwards. We went in and out. We didn't get home till 7 o'clock on Tuesday. I called in, took Bella to school. It was a good. It was, man. It was horrible, horrible.
Yeah.
And she had another one yesterday too. So another episode.
Yeah. It'll be good. She'll be home Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know, a few days of just a little bit of the pain, and then she'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
Before you know it.
She wants some time alone, so that's why we're making plans for Bella to go over there, and then I'm gonna stay in the basement and do my thing. So she just wants to be alone.
I mean, there's not much you could do besides just kind of chill and let it heal for a few days. The biggest, I think the more pain in the ass thing is not getting into surgery. It's the diet change after.
Yeah.
Because when you eat that greasy or something fatty, like too much that your body can't break down anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. She'll know.
Yeah. So that's probably a good thing.
The biggest change.
Yeah. You know, like when we went to the restaurant, I'm like, what can you eat? And she's like, nothing. Right now I can't. You know, she can't eat nothing. Right now it's bland foods and soft foods. Yeah. So yep. I'm like, all right, I have a BLT club. Shit, give me fries and a lemonade.
Okay. You deep fry it?
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Oh, man. But hey, I love her. She knows that.
Yeah. But, man, I love working the OR. Like, I wanted to do the ER as my last semester in nursing school.
Yeah.
But obviously ERs are kind of about it. So they put me in an OR, and I never once thought I ever wanted to be in an OR. I did my 160 hours or whatever, how many hours I had to do. And fuck, I fell in love with it. I'm like, I love the OR. It's just like crazy awesome stuff. Like I saw knee replacement surgeries, which is like bonkers, dude. It was the coolest doctor. Like he would come in and the doctors would have, lists of things they like, and one of the things they liked was their music, you know. So I had one doctor who was like super nerdy, so he would always want Disney music, which is just weird. So he always had like Disney music or kind of like old, you know, 50s, 60s music. And then this doctor, who was a really good ortho who did the knee surgeries, he liked Wu-Tang. He liked Wu-Tang.
What?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, like Wu-Tang, like old like gangster kind of rap and stuff like that. And him and his tech like would do that, because like it's not a very precise like surgery. I mean, you're going in there with a saw and a drill and like a sawzall. It's fucking awesome. There's fucking bone parts flying everywhere. They're wearing these like face masks kind of things because they have to flan out the top and the bottom of your tibia and fib or your tibia and your femur so they can put metal, and then they replace the whole, then they pull back your kneecap, flan that off from the backside. It's so fucking cool, dude. It's so cool.
Nothing like tearing up a knee with ODB in the background.
Right. Yeah. My knee hurts just awesome. Thinking about that, man. It's Jesus.
Yeah, it's I think most shoulder people. Surgery. So I'm afraid about the shoulder surgery. I know it's gonna go in. I think I'm gonna come back and have like one metal arm. I'll be like Jax.
Yeah, I was about to say you're gonna be Jax.
I'm gonna be Jax. I can see it happening. It's like, oh my goodness, here we go.
Yeah.
But, so if you were a surgeon, Kramer, what song would you rock out to?
Oh, you know, man, I have a lot of like Metallica and stuff like that.
What about you, Brian?
I don't know. It'll be probably like 70s classic rock, probably.
That's cool. I like
that. We did have there was an older Mexican guy who was a surgeon he was a great surgeon. He was like the doctor I did a lot of the surgeries with, but he liked a lot of mariachi kind of music and stuff like that.
Really? That would be cool. Oh my
god. So I would do it. We had doctors like all over the board, you know. So
that's funny.
It was fun.
What about you, Fredo? What type of music you want?
Man, I don't know. No. Not Lady Gaga. I wouldn't be. I mean, I would have to be like a strong, selective song.
Yeah, playlist. Right. You know, it'd be like Poker Face. It'd be Poker Face, right?
Mm-hmm. Here, for example,
Katy Perry. And
for example, I'm gonna share this with you guys. Now, this is my old playlist from when I was in customer service rep. So I had to make this right. And oh yeah, look, that's Bella on a graduation. Put her crown on her because she's a princess, you know. Oh well. So like on the nice is like I could play in the office. You know, it was a customer representative office.
Yeah.
So in this list, you know, I had Happy People, Burn It to the Ground, Hey Mr. DJ, you know, all this stuff. This would be the stuff I'll be listening to. See, I did not put this in.
All of me? Lay Me Down, really?
Lay Me Down. I didn't do that.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't put that one in.
You see up here? So this was the company, A. Lava & Son. So I created the account, and I was putting music in, and I put it under their name. When I quit, they continued using it. I'm like, no, that's my list, man. So I went in there, I logged in, changed the password, took it.
Yeah.
So one of the employees texted me, and they're like, hey, are you messing with the playlist? I'm like,
what did you do with the playlist?
What playlist? And she goes, that's petty. That's what she said. That was petty. So I'm like, hey, man, 2.5 years of me creating a list that I like.
I'm taking all my shit with you.
All my shit. I'm quitting. Everything is coming with me. But yeah.
Oh, man.
That'd be the next type of the music, you know?
Yeah. All right. So we're going to talk about Loki. But first, I want to do just a few other things.
By the way,
what?
Kick-ass thumbnail, dude.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, man. Really.
That was awesome.
I did it really quick. And I finished. I'm like, oh, I kind of like that. It looks pretty good.
See, that's
did it like in a few minutes.
That's right there as a sign of you getting better at what you need to do.
I hope so. You know,
doing shit like that just like once or three and it comes out fucking perfect is like, you're getting good.
Well, one thing I saw a lot of people, obviously they had pictures of Tom Hiddleston as Loki, you know, because you're doing a Loki review. So. And I want to do something a little different, and I don't see anybody using the Loki charms. So Marvel and which is one of the topics I wanted to get to before we got to the show, was Lucky Charms and Marvel or Disney, whoever, are working together. So instead of Lucky Charms, they're Loki Charms. Yep. And there's like a limited run. And I supposedly these are going to be like, they came out the day the show came out. And they're like,
yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah. Well, Wednesday. And supposedly that box of cereal is like going to be the hardest thing to get your hands on. So if I find one, I'm definitely going to buy like one or two, at least two. Because those look cool. And I love the little cartoon Loki. It was like epic. I'm like, he's so like kind of cute and like, I don't know. I think it's super cool. So I'm like, I had to put that in the thumbnail.
That's awesome.
So yeah. But yeah, but if you guys see it, you guys got to buy a box. Now I'll get it from.
If I see it, it's yours. We'll get it.
Yeah. Well, because everyone was losing their mind a few months ago with the Lady Gaga Oreos. And people are like, oh, they're so hard to find. I'm like, every Jewel I went, I found them. We bought one, and it wasn't that good. So I was like, yeah, they were okay Oreos. They weren't like my favorite. But I think because they were all pink and like different colors and stuff.
Well, I think Oreos are already good. You know, it's kind of like when you try to improve on something that's really good, it's just like, yeah, forget it. I like it the way it was.
Double stuffed?
Well, yes.
Double stuffed Oreos?
Make Oreos more Oreo-y. That is good.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. Just do like a triple layer, kind of like a Big Mac, where you have the three buns. Do three crackers and then the cream.
There was a meme where they had the three rows of Oreos, but the middle was nothing but cream, and the other two rows were just the cookie part. And like, and it said on the caption on the bottom said, "No one should have this much power." Like, that's true. It's so true. Going back to Loki, Jess told me that she saw a commercial. I think what was on Freeform. Mm-hmm. And like they had all the Manilio sayings, like, oh, low key, you know, oh, that was low key, and you know, I did this and low key that, or let me tell you something low key or whatever. So they got all those little commercials from different episodes that say low key. At the very end, you see Loki, like, yes, you know, like,
I didn't see that one.
Well, yeah. She just told me about it like a half hour, 45 minutes ago.
That's funny.
Yeah, I was trying to.
Because I mean, that kind of makes sense. Because he's also, I mean, it's not. I'm not spoiling it when it's going to be time travel. Obviously.
Yeah.
What?
You're going to put that spoiler alert thing?
Yeah. Oh, I got rid of it, man. I had to find it. Yeah, the thing was way too loud. But yeah, but I mean, honestly, there's not much I think in this episode that is spoilery. Mm-hmm. I think everything that happened in the episode I thought was going to happen. Nothing caught me. Caught me off guard, but the things that did like catch me were like things were like, oh wow, I didn't know they were gonna get that deep with certain things with it, you know.
Yeah, so,
I want to ask you a question without asking you a question. Like, I want to, so did you think that they were getting Loki to help them with the problem of himself?
Mm-mm. You mean when Owen Wilson was, you know, like, interviewing him?
Yeah. Did you think it was for him, or did you think it was for like Kang the Conqueror, or did you like think it was going to be something like, or did you know what it was going to be?
I knew what it was going to be just because I spoiled it for myself and I read, you know. Yeah, I don't want to do it, but I wind up doing it because I can't wait. So I already know, like 90% sure on who the evil Loki is. Mm-hmm. One, because they're kind of doing comic booky stuff. So if you read the comic book, you kind of know what direction they're going to probably take, which will probably be the most entertaining. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but I think they are going to mention Kang the Conqueror in the show. They have to.
And that's why I didn't know if it was going to be right at the beginning, or is he going to like, they're going to put it in there, because it sets up everything else with time travel and sets up. I mean, because, you know, Kang the Conqueror, if you know anything about him, you know, he's been traveling through time. He's been both good and bad, and he's all the things in between.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. I mean,
they literally set up the next Doctor Strange movie where he's talking about like the timelines and stuff. He goes, "Oh, the madness of the multiverses." I was like, "That's literally the name of the fucking movie." It's like the multiverse of madness or whatever. I was like,
right.
"You literally said the name of the Doctor Strange movie." So you obviously know where this show is going to end, you know? So
right. How do you want to break down this episode? Do you want to go from the beginning to end, or should we
let's go beginning to end.
Because go ahead.
We're gonna do spoiler alerts and everything like that. I didn't know how cryptic we're gonna have to be.
Well, we'll go full of spoilers.
Yeah,
cool.
It's been a couple of days, and like I said, there's nothing too spoilery.
It just happened yesterday. A couple of days, fucking dude. It's been out. It's Wednesday, 3 a.m. It's time. We can ruin
it for everybody else. It came out Wednesday at 1:30 a.m. It's been
an hour and a half.
48 hours.
Yes. But because my thing is like when they discussed everything and when they had the little cartoon, it says danger multiverse or whatever. I'm like, that's probably leading into Spider-Man also, because the new Spider-Man that's coming out, where they have all three, four Spider-Mans, and then all the bad guys from all the Spider-Mans. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so that just leading a segue to it. And I know there's gonna be something doing with all those Infinity Stones.
They have no power there.
Yeah, they're all dead.
They mean nothing.
You mean to tell me if he doesn't grab them and goes to Earth, they still worthless?
No,
they're not in their universe. They only have power in their universe. And well, before we get into like trimming and pruning the timeline, we'll start like how this one started exactly how Endgame's version of that Loki ended, you know,
which is great. I love
that. They showed Ant-Man running up like the arm, like
hit the case.
Yep.
They hits the case. I was like, all the little teeny details. I was like, that was super cool. And then Loki. And then everyone always thought like, oh, Loki time traveled, but he didn't, because everyone's like, how did the Tesseract can time travel now? You know, it was like, shut up and wait. It was like, you know, Kevin Feige has a vision. You know, because that was one thing I was even telling my girlfriend. I was like, it's funny how like when Endgame came out, people were losing their mind. They're like, oh, so nothing happens with Loki. I was like, are you stupid? Like, come on. You don't think Kevin Feige thinks about that kind of stuff? Like,
so we're prepared for that. Come on.
Yeah. Guys. You know, so I was like, whatever. That's so silly. But so he goes to Mongolia, which is this like a cut, exact cut from Iron Man 1 when he crashes, which was super cool. You know, a throwback, which I always enjoy. And then, I guess he's a variant, and he tries to give that speech to the Mongolian people that were there, which was hilarious. He's like,
It's my time, guys. Here we go.
And they're all like, who are you? What? It was so kind of like that was kind of like funny. It's like, oh yeah, it's that guy with the ego problem and wants to be, you know, ruler of it all. It's not the Loki that we known, you know? We have to remember that. I think that's the thing as the viewer.
That Loki has grown in the universe, and then we're going back to before he grew.
Yeah.
And see him go from there. It's very interesting.
Yeah. So they take him to the TVA comes, and they take him away. And then as they're leaving, they're like, reset the timeline. And he put down this little device, and they press it. And it turns, it's like gold, I believe, and then it turns like purplish. The only other purple kind of stuff we saw was from WandaVision, from what's her name?
Not the Power Stone.
I was thinking Agatha.
I was thinking Agatha. That was the only time. Well, is it the Power Stone?
Yeah, the Power Stone is the purple one, which basically, that's what he did. That's what he did to blow up the ship at the beginning of Endgame.
But I don't think it could have been at first, but after the episode, I think Infinity Stones are now worthless, because once this guy introduced, you're like, oh, those are just rocks, those are paperweights. They literally said they're paperweights.
Guys have all their desks all over the place, you know.
Yeah,
we got paperweights all over the place, guys. It's okay.
which is funny. But yeah, the first thing I thought was Agatha was like dark magic kind of stuff like that, you know. But so they don't really tell you what happens, and then they go through the portal, and he goes through all the rigmarole of getting like put in custody, which was such a good scene. I love that whole part where he was still trying to be.
It was so Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. Hitchhiker's Guide to the
Galaxy. I was like, wow, look at this.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like they just crammed so much good things. Like in that 45 minutes or whatever it was. Yeah. It was like there's so much because there's that one part because at the start of that whole thing, he's like, I'm Loki, I'm this badass. And then the clothes get zapped off, and he slowly starts getting like knocked down a peg. You know what I mean? Yeah. To the point where he starts
The arrogance comes back and he becomes human. You start to see the humanity of Loki, and then at the end, you're like, wow, he really is. You see him lose all those layers and have to face the real truth of who he really is and what he really likes. And that's...
Yeah. Which for us as fans, it took over 10 years for him to have that development. And this Loki, it took him, you know, one
24
episode.
Minutes. He's on the... Yeah.
But like, I think the for me is like the big kicker was like he started even questioning himself is when he had to walk through that thing and the one guy was like, oh, are you blah blah blah, or is like, do you have a soul? You know, and then Loki's like,
yeah, you're robot, or you have a soul, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, do robots not know that they're robots? And he was about to walk through, and it's like it was like, because if he was so confident, he would just walk right through. But then like things started to like wait, like, am I who I am?
Giant. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, but just something like that for me had so many layers. Was like. He was just questioning himself, which is the opposite of what that Loki is, you know, kind of thing. Is like,
but does that make sense with Loki though? I mean, with his whole, honestly, his arc with him realizing he's not, you know, up Asgard. He is an ice giant. He's not who he says he is. So he pretends to be this one thing. He has all his bravado. He has all these layers trying to cloud your judgment of who he really is. And then you find out, no. He's just a regular guy, and he's the whole thing with mischief is all about misdirection. That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trying to hide something, you know, and show something else. So I thought that was super cool. But yeah, so he goes through all this stuff. I like a few other things. One thing I watched New Rock Stars, and they were talking about going through that line. Where like take a ticket, and the other guy didn't take a ticket. His name was Martin, I believe, and he said Martin was the name of some guy who did a lot of like embezzling kind of thing back in the day. So it's like, oh, was he a variant of his timeline kind of thing? It's like, so it was like kind of funny. It was like they're throwing like all these possibility kind of crazy little things there.
What do you think about the fact that there was only those two in the line? In that huge universe of a thing, there's only those two people in the line. I'm like,
yeah.
Where is everybody else?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why I'm like, maybe at one point it was busy, where you need to have all those zigzags, you know, where now it's not so busy because they're so good at their job or things are not happening. I don't know. But I always, it's just so funny, such a stupid everyday thing. They're like, oh, you have to go from here to here. Do you go through the little zigzags, you know, and waste like 5 minutes, or you just cut around, you know? And I thought that was like super, super kind of like just funny, just for the sake of being funny, nothing else, you know. I felt like.
Well, no, and then I saw Loki actually had a little fear. He was like, "What is my ticket? Oh shit!
Yeah,
where's my ticket? I got it." Okay.
Yeah. Martin decided not to take a ticket. He was being a jackass, and then he gets up there and
he's like, "He told me not to take it. What are you talking about? He told me not to take it."
In the comic book, the time TVA people have what the fuck is it called? It's called like the retcanon or something like that, and they call it the retcon, which. You know, the record is like you reset and redo everything, so it's like super funny. So they haven't said it in the show yet, But I wonder if they would, if, you know, like, oh, you're being retconned. You know, it's like, that's a, that would be so meta, so hilarious.
I, you know what? When I first did the first time, I thought, I was like, man, is that the same melting stick from Thor Ragnarok? Remember?
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think about that. Like,
is that like that? Or maybe the technology wasn't that advanced yet? Because, I mean, he is.
He has like an old version of it, kind of.
Version of it. Yeah, exactly.
That's fun. That's interesting. I didn't think about that, but that is true. Because that was the only other time we saw something that did the same exact thing. Just,
exactly. You know.
And then, if you remember, Thor was scared as shit too when he saw that, you know? So, like, yeah.
Oh my God!
You know, and then Loki saw it and he's like freaking out too. So it's kind of like funny, you know, that even like these guys kind of fear death.
What did you feel about Loki being DB Cooper?
That was awesome. I thought it was going to be more into it. I thought like, oh, that was going to be one of the missions or something. And it winds up being so stupid that it was just a bet he lost with Thor.
You have to remember that they're, you know, they live 5,000, 10,000 years. So, like, all of human history could have been just Loki just going around doing shit. Mm-hmm. Just randomly doing stuff like that. Why? Why not?
We just lost the bet. But also, you have too, like, Thor in Thor, the first Thor, he was an asshole. He was, like, an arrogant, like, little cocky, you know, kid at that point, you know? So, yeah, it makes sense that they would make bets on mortal, like, lives and do stupid stuff like that. But I thought that was, like, so everyone said it was going to have such a bigger meaning, and it was going to, he's going to do this, and he's going to travel. And it wind up just being I don't know. That was, like,
it was just like, whatever, you know. Yeah.
A little throwaway thing at this point, you know?
And it was like, Heimdall better be ready. And that's why we never see DB Cooper. Done. Yeah. All the mysteries done. We got it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when they did that, and I'm like, oh, this is what this show's going to be. I'm like, all right. Like, this whole episode was setting up, like, everything. And it was such a great setup show. There was, like, no downtime. It was just like boom, 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 boom. And it's like it 100% like got us ready for everything else. Where like WandaVision took by the third episode, you're kind of like, okay, I'm in it. You know, even Falcon Winter Soldier, like the first episode was kind of like, eh.
And first was okay. And second was like, oh, good. But this is the first time, the first episode, I was like, yes, I like this. This shows me exactly what's going to be, you know. They had some heartwarming things. They had action. They had everything. You know, what's going to be immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with you guys. WandaVision took a little bit too long for them to put in the good stuff, because the first three episodes are like, this is boring. You know, all the hype for nothing. Then all of a sudden, same thing with Winter Soldier, Falcon and Winter Soldier. First episode, okay, you know, the dialogue, laying down the groundwork. Second episode, a little bit better. It wasn't until when they killed that one dude.
What's up, Oli? Thanks for liking the stream.
How you doing? Thank you.
Thank you.
Wasn't until when he killed that guy with the shield. That's when, like, yes, this is what we've been waiting for.
Oh, dude, that was like the second to last, or it was like the third to last episode.
Yeah, the third to last, yeah.
No, I like Falcon and Winter Soldier right after they once they got out of their session, psychologist session, their therapist session. Mm. That's when it really turned up, and it was just action after action after action.
I just hope it doesn't decline. Slow starts and then it goes up. I hope Loki doesn't go like just goes down.
You ever see Tom Hiddleston on those, what's that show? The Ken Norton show, whatever it's called, that's in England?
Like that talk show one?
Yeah, the talk show.
With the red sit couch. On the couch?
Yeah.
I can't think of the name, but yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Yes, but he's so entertaining even when he goes there. So, I mean, I just in himself, he's so entertaining. Yeah. I just don't see it going down because he can't. He can't. Let it go. It'll be like trying to watch Thor Ragnarok and not laugh. It's just impossible.
Yeah,
that's one of the best Thors out there.
Yeah, it's just for me, it's kind of crazy. It's like how Loki and Thor became two of like the most favorite characters when Thor 1 sucked. Was Thor 2 really sucked?
Dark World is the worst movie.
It was so bad.
Out of all the Marvel ones, that is bad.
It's probably top three or bottom three for sure. But you know, because Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
I don't know, but Thor 1 and 2 were like have to be the worst two movies in all of Marvel. It was so bad.
Well, Thor, the first Thor, they went into do something. They even fucking dyed his hair.
His eyes, his hair.
Right. Oh, yeah. It was the second one, the Dark World.
That one was really bad.
That was horrible. Yeah. That was really, really bad.
The first one was not, it wasn't the greatest, but it was like not bad. It was like, oh, it's okay. Like, it was, like you said, the second one was just like they couldn't figure out. It had a great idea, but just poor.
It could not land.
It was hard. Then
Ragnarok came out and was blew it out.
Yeah. I gotta say, Ragnarok might be my top three for me.
For sure. Same. Yeah.
Okay. I can give that. Yeah. Because I like Guardians
of the Galaxy. I like Guardians too, but I think Guardians 1 is the best one. I think Iron Man 1 is great. Endgame is just so emotional. It's like so hard to watch because it's so emotional. Like, you know, you can't watch this Tony Stark die. How many times can you watch him die? How many times can I tear up? I'm like, man, it's like the 15th time I've seen it. I'm still got tears coming out of my life.
Oh, man. I always watch the TikToks of like the in theater reactions of when the hammer goes to Captain America. I remember being in theater for that.
Yes!
Oh, man. You know, when Black Panther and Falcon come through the portal.
Yep.
Oh, man. It was like, I mean, there's this like.
In the back of your neck is like, I can't believe this is happening.
Like, that's a movie you have to go see in theaters. Like, if you missed out in theaters, it's just like a cultural event that you just missed out on because it was just like people were screaming, everyone was happy, but it didn't bother anybody because everybody was doing it.
Yes. Like, I mean, so, it was just an epic. Exciting. Everybody went ape shit when Captain America came out in the subway station.
On the train?
Yeah. In the train and shit.
No,
Infinity everybody War went ape shit. I mean, Thor had the hammer, crazy. Mm-hmm. Bonger nuts. The only last movie, not a Marvel, that happened was Transformers 2. When they showed Bumblebee walking and everybody went crazy. I'm like, it's just man. It's just Bumblebee. It's not Optimus. Leave it alone.
I remember in that one when Spider-Man died, I heard people crying.
Yeah,
heard people crying. Yep. You know, because that was super sad. And then when Black Panther got dusted, there was a group of ladies next to me that were pissed. Oh, fuck off! No way! Don't kill him off! Like they were mad.
Oh, that is just
funny. Mad. I was like, because
we stay together. That's why Black Panther. We ready. Any point time.
Yeah,
nice shirt. But, nice shirt.
So let's get back to Loki. So yeah, he meets up. He's getting on trial. Blah blah blah. And the one thing I noticed that I also when I watched like some of the recaps and reviews, they talked about too. So I was like, okay, good. I'm not the only one. The faces behind the judge.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. The two I know for sure because they're like alien-ish, but the one directly in the middle was human-like, and it looked a lot like Majors, who's King the Conqueror.
The Conqueror. And that's why I saw that, and that's why I thought they were going to be chasing him, because it's, you know, Kang is five.
Is he a timekeeper? You know, it was like...
That's the only way, because they can't... And the thing, that's why I asked you about the whole thing with them being empty. I was asking it because I felt like maybe Kang the Conqueror took away some of their power. You know, like I'm saying, like that he was so strong that now he's traveling through time and they don't have the same stuff. So now they're going after low-hanging fruit instead of going after the real people, you know. Uh-huh. So I didn't know how that, you know, that was going. Or was he still part of, you know, the main people, and then they just kind of giving them like off jobs, and not, you know, going after anyone significant.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I know in the comic book that timekeeper is more feminine. You know, like a slender face. You know, like more of the feminine lips and kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. Where this one looked so much like I forgot, was it Lee Majors or?
I forgot what his name was.
Did anybody knew Loki's last name?
That was Lofi something, right? Because that was
I never knew Lofi's last name. I thought I was, you know, Odin.
Odinson.
Yeah, but then again,
he's not.
But they know him. Odin's son. Yeah, but they know him, so they know the truth.
Yeah, and the big thing, a lot of people that were losing their mind all over all week. I don't know how close you guys watch stuff like that. Is on his bio list, it said sex fluid, and people were getting pissed. It was like, why does it matter? And first of all, like, if he's the god of mischief, you know, you don't think he's gonna do whatever he can to whoever he can to get what he wants? I mean, what you think? Hey, you think a god has a preference? Like,
you guys saw that that Loki when he's like a stripper, like the cartoon of him?
No,
you never seen that? He's like, it's kind of disturbing, but yeah, you just look it up. It's like Loki as stripper. He's like on a, he has a pole. He's doing a pole dance. It is kind of disturbing a little bit, but yeah, it's just a cartoon.
I'm looking that up now.
Yeah, you have to.
Is it in the comic book or is it like somebody made it?
Someone made it. Fan art. It's something like, I was like, what?
I see one with Tom Hiddleston. It's quite a few, man. Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah, no, there is a lot of them.
But yeah, so people are losing their mind off with that. But that also sets up who I think the Loki they're going after is. So we'll get into that towards the end. But I think the big part is Owen Wilson. He's the guy who saves him and is trying to get him to admit who he is. Shows him all, so it then becomes the greatest hits of Loki's kind of movies.
Yeah,
you know, they go in and out, back and forth, blah blah blah. He escapes. He comes back and stuff like that. Fredo said with the stone, he was going to find the Tesseract because they brought that in with him. And the dude, it was Casey. He's from I will always remember him from Pillboy from The Good Place. That's his character in The Good Place. He always plays a dumb guy.
Like, that's funny.
In everything he plays, yeah. I never see him not play a dummy kind of like guy.
I love how they act when he threatens him and shit. He's like, "I would gut you like a fish." He's like, "What is
what's
that?
The fish? What's the fish? Why are you gutting him? What's good?"
Yeah,
I need to know if I'm really gonna be afraid. I don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah, but it's like takes Loki. He's like, "Oh yeah, you're just another one of those guys." Like, you know, like he knows you really don't have any power. You know, even if without the necklace, you still have no power here.
Right?
There's no magic. Like, because that's a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. You know, and then when he wants the Tesseract back, and he opens up and he grabs it, and then he sees in there just a pile of stones. And I don't know about you guys, but I laughed.
Yeah,
because I was like, they just spent two movies on how crazy these stones are, and in a second, they just like, oh, they're garbage. Like, yeah. Compared to what this thing is.
When you think about, why did the timekeepers not go after the Avengers? It's like, they went through the Infinity Stones, and then you see that, oh, they're just throwing away Infinity Stones anyway. It doesn't even matter. Like, they're like, oh, this going over some rocks? Let's duck into the timeline. It means nothing.
Yeah. But it was like, another thing that just knocked Loki down another peg. You know, it's like, oh, you thought you were big and bad because you had the cube. You know what I mean? But it was like, these guys got like,
they got all the stones. Some of these people use them for paperweights. I'm like, what the fuck? Really? Yeah. You got a paperweight?
Super funny. Stone? Super
funny. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I thought that was like super cool. But then I noticed after new rock stars talked about it was it always made a glow, like a sound, like a buzzing sound.
Yeah.
But as soon as he picked it up and he saw all the other stones, the sound went away. Like the power that it had was gone because Loki knew it was nothing but a rock at this point now.
Was that, you know, that, so, or was like, it because of, there's no magic in the dimension anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It can have all power for magic, but there's no such thing as magic there.
When he pulled it out of the drawer, it did buzz. It did. And then it stopped. It just like faded away. And then it just never did it again throughout the rest of the show.
Which so is a good point. It makes me believe how the way you want the stone to work, you have to believe in the stone for it to work. Because if he all of a sudden, you know, is like, oh yeah, here's a piece of power, and then he looks down and he sees a bunch of rocks, he's like, then what is this? You know, he made him second guess. So he no longer had faith and he believed in it. As soon as that faith and belief was gone, that's when the stone started to dim out some. Because if you, the following the next scene, you see him sitting down on some steps and there it is. He's like, this is worthless here.
He's just flicking it in.
Yeah. It was just a little tiny speck of light. Not as before where he picked it up and illuminated the whole room. Yeah. So it made me believe when I saw that, I'm like, okay. Is it has to do with like how much you believe in it, how much you want to believe in it versus what it actually is, which is probably nothing. So I'm keeping that, I'm pinning that up, and I'm like, I wonder if that's going to come back later in the movie or in the series.
Believing in it, or does it just take all power, anything that comes up, and it's like a vacuum and slowly just gets rid of all of it and sucks it all dry?
In that place, in that planet?
Yeah, and that dimension, because all the rest of those Infinity Stones, they didn't even glow. They didn't do anything. Yeah, they're just rocks.
Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. I wanted to watch it again, but I thought somebody said they have no power outside their universe. So it was like, as soon as they pulled it out of that
point in time
branch, you know, out of that universe, like it just like now it's a dud because they had to replace it with a real one. You know, because they had to prune the timeline kind of thing. So I think the biggest part of this episode was him going back to the room and watching the rest of his life. And I thought that that was so emotional. Like,
it was.
Like, yeah. Wow. Like, with Tom Hiddleston just being the great actor that he is and the framing of the whole scene. I mean, like the one part where he's getting choked out and Loki tells Thanos, he goes, you'll never be a god. The way they framed it made it seem like that Loki was telling this Loki, you'll never be a god. And I was like, that's crazy. That's crazy that they were able to do something like that, because the way they had it was just like, oh, he's not telling Thanos now. He's telling this Loki, you know, like this is who you became.
I viewed it way different. Yeah, I viewed it really? Way different. Yes, because remember before that, he saw that the guy told him, oh, we know what's going to happen in your life. We know everything, right? So when he was by himself, he fast forward and he sees what bad he did. He apparently killed his mom, which I completely forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he killed his mom. His dad died. He started breaking down and all that. At the very end, when he found out Thanos killed him and he was in shock, I took it as, okay, he knows he's going to buy by the hands of Thanos. He's done all this wrong, but he wants to do better. He wants to be better, I guess. So, you know what? Let me help. And that made him, you know, that's what made him believe when Owen Wilson came in and he asked him, you know, it's like, I don't like hurting people. I hurt them because I have to, or I had to, you know. I want to help, you know. So that made me believe. I'm like, okay, so he saw his life. He saw his timeline and how mischief and, you know, killed people.
He didn't really see when he watched all by himself. He only saw good stuff.
No. But all the stuff Owen was showing him.
Showing was all the bad stuff.
All the bad stuff, right. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't until when he found out at the very end, the person that he wanted to invade Earth for, which was Thanos, mm-hmm. He died by the hands of Thanos, made him believe, you know, it's not worth it. let me just try to do some good. That's when he made himself realize, I hate hurting people. I don't want to hurt people. And so on and so forth. So I took it as he wants to do good instead of continuing the same path he's going down.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I felt like when he saw his mother die and he saw his father die, and he saw how he grew as a person throughout his real life, and then he saw how he and Thor reconciled. I felt like that was the key. When he saw that, and right when they finally reconciled, right when we finally are together, really fighting side by side, I died.
Mm-hmm.
I never got to live my life. So I was doing all these other foolish things all that other time. And right when I finally was me, the person I wanted to be, I died.
Yeah.
Life has to mean more. It has to mean more than this for me. I need to do more for my life. And that's why I felt that
whole thing. It's interesting. It's interesting how three of us took it differently. Brian, you and I almost said similar, but different ways. You know, I see it overall, you see, because you're right. There was a part like side by side, we're going to run this, you know, and you're absolutely right. And Kramer, I never thought of it your way. I never thought that Loki was talking to himself. Saying
but
never
that
be
too,
guy.
But also like it felt like everything in the replay chunks of it was talking to him. Because even when Thor was like, you know, in the Thor Ragnarok, when he like turns around and has a little smirk and smiles, who does it cut to? It cuts to this Loki and he smiles. So it's kind of like they're having a weird bond, even though it's between it's these two.
But it was all
really
of them.
These two.
So when he saw his mom, he went back to that Loki. And then when he was talking to his dad, he was talking about my sons. But he was talking to Loki. You know, no matter what we went through, you were still my son. And, you know, and that was something. And then, but he's gone. So the last of his family was his brother, you know, Thor. And Thor was talking to him and said, finally, you know, I wish you were here. And he was there. And that made him choke up. You saw Loki choke up a little bit when he was like, I was there. And then he dies. And that emotionally would just fuck somebody up, really.
Right, exactly. You saw how much Thor loved them, because before the ship, you know, he crawled to him and he held his arm over him. Yeah. So he saw how much Thor loved him. So
he was over him.
Yeah.
So I was kind of thinking the way Fredo was thinking until, because I was like, oh, he wants to do the good stuff, which I still think he might do that. But the thing that threw me off was when Owen Wilson came in, he goes, oh, I can't go back because I have nothing to go back to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I have nothing to go back
to. So I was like, are you going to help? Yeah. I'm like, are you going to help because you have literally nothing else that you can do? It's either die right now or die later by Thanos. Mm-hmm. Pick. You know, so, you know, I mean, also like that, it would give you anybody a very crazy like soul searching kind of thing. Is like, who am I? You know, kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I now that I hear all you guys saying that too, I think it's like a little bit of everything. You know, it's like
it might be.
He realized he didn't want to be a bad guy anymore. You know, he saw everything, he did everything, and you know. Yeah, but that was.
I mean, Loki's still gonna be a bad guy. He's still Loki.
Yeah. He's still Loki. Yeah.
You know, but he's. I think he didn't want to be just killing everyone for no reason. He wanted to get to his truth. He wanted to get back to something. I think that's what he's gonna end up doing. He's gonna end up getting back to a life that he could have. Instead of him dying, something else comes up. He will be able to spend time with. He only has one more connection to the world, really, and that's Thor.
Yeah. Yeah, which Thor thinks he's dead.
Right.
Speaking of Thor, real quick, they just finished filming Love and Thunder.
Yep.
And if Loki's not in it, I will be pissed. Loki better be in this freaking movie.
There's no way he's not in it. There's no way.
Yeah,
he's gonna keep it secret. He's gonna be all right. Exactly. He's probably in it, and he's gonna be a big piece, but not that big of a huge piece in that movie where. Towards the end of the scene, he's going to reveal himself a little bit. Like, you know how he changed shapeshifts?
Yeah.
After the end credits, you know, you got to wait for the extra 30 minutes of all the people that sneezed and tissued and shit in the end of the credits. At the end of it, you're going to probably see him as a cop, a detective, a kid, or whatever. He's going to shapeshift into himself saying, you know, no problem, brother, or whatever, some shit like that.
You don't think he might be still be with the time police and be coming in and saying, so he comes and sets up the Thor and says, hey, brother, that could be like a ending scene.
He might be. He might become a detective, something undercover. you never know, you know, because if what's his name, Major, is going to be out there, right?
He is in Love and Thunder.
That's right. And if that mantle in the top looks like him, which I agree with you guys, I'm like, okay, so that could be, knowing them, knowing that people who fucking create Marvel's geniuses in their own world. In the Marvel world, let's just put it that way. But they see the big picture, the fucking future. And then I can see that happening. Like, I really do see that happening.
I say Loki is going to be the thing that brings all Phase 4 back together. That holds all Phase 4. So Doctor Strange, Love and Thunder, all the Guardians of the Galaxy, all of us are going to come back because of Loki. Loki's going to bring all of it together. Even Spider-Man, all of us are going to come back to Loki. I believe he's going to be the branch that holds it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somehow we know... let's finish real quick with the show. So he decides to help Owen Wilson, you know, after his big soul searching thing, which I knew that was going to happen much, much sooner. I thought maybe they'll push it to episode 2, but they did episode 1, where he has to become the Loki that we all loved, you know, at the end of at the beginning of Infinity War when he dies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like somehow he had to become that Loki, which he kind of did, mostly, you know, like so after he kind of gets that and we kind of make him the Loki that we know, he decides to help, and then Owen Wilson drops the bomb. He's like, oh, we need your help to find you, you know. And then it cuts to another scene, and the timekeepers come in a field, there's oil, and they see a character kind of down, you know, just a silhouette, and then that person drops a lantern with fire, sets all it on fire, and then that person goes and grabs a reset thingy that we saw.
It looks like a grenade
when they first took it. Yeah, it looks like a little grenade thing.
And you wonder why he's collecting all those. Well, I mean, not really. Yeah. But I don't wonder, but I do.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, he so I'm pretty sure he's saying he. I don't think it's a he. I think it's a she. I'm almost confident that it's going to be Lady Loki. Yeah. Which they did that in the comic book. And in the comic book, Loki dies.
I don't like
it. Becomes reincarnated as it's like, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. But in the comic book, he kind of gets resurrected. I forgot how, but he becomes a she, but he kind of takes over the body of Lady Sif, which we all know Jamie Alexander wasn't in Ragnarok when everyone else died. So you didn't see her die in the movie yet. So is she still alive?
Did you hear that Lady Sif is most likely going to be Thor's love interest?
Really?
Love and Thunder.
Foster?
Not Foster anymore. Hmm. That Lady Sif will be his love interest. And he's going to end up going back to that from Thor 1, where he should have been.
Yeah, because she was in love with him. He was kind of like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, he's like, hey, what's up, dog?
Just for clarity, for the people who don't follow comic books and forget, Lady Sith is part of the four best friends of Thor in Thor Part 1, correct? Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. She didn't... Yeah, I don't remember her dying in Ragnarok.
She wasn't in the movie because of scheduling conflicts. Because maybe she was doing a TV show.
She's the only one that didn't die on camera, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So she was on vacation.
Yeah. She is in this show.
I understand that. I'm saying she's
in the show.
Right. In the storyline, she went like, deuces, I'm going to Paris for a week or two. We come back. What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
I gone for one week.
I leave you for one moment.
And everybody's
home and there's no home. Yeah.
Okay, so just for the people out there, understand, like, who's Sith? Because she's a very minor, rare character in the very beginning, and we don't hear or see or anything of her since then.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we kind of, what happened?
Well, Brian.
He had a run real quick.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
Yeah, Sith was like, yeah, like you said, it was somebody very, like, it was just, let me see if I can pull up a picture real quick. So yeah, so that's her. So she was the one that she kind of had a thing for Thor in the first one, but Thor was kind of like not really having it. He really didn't care.
Right.
You know. But yeah, she was doing other TV stuff during Ragnarok.
So what? She comes back, Thor's like, "Damn, I like you when you're bad."
So there's these guys, they all died.
Right.
But she was part of these four.
Right. The dude, wasn't he Raiden or something like that?
Who? Him? I'm not sure.
Was he Raiden or the other guy with the hat?
I think he was Raiden in the new Mortal Kombat movie.
Yes.
I believe so. This guy, Zachary Levi, that's a Shazam. So he became another hero. But Sith is pretty badass in the comic books.
And the dude with the long beard, he's the dwarf from World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
CGI.
Yeah, so she's in the show. I think she's going to play Lady Loki, but I don't think that's up in the air. Because they did hire another like a pretty popular female for the show that is kind of too big of an actress not to be somebody more important, you know. So. Which is also goes back to why they said Loki's sex is fluid is because is Loki a boy or a girl? You know, so.
Yeah, well, there he is.
Yeah. So, but that's what I think. But if they don't do that, I'm still on board either way. You know,
I think
a more evil Loki.
Brian left for food. You see?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Look at that. Anyway.
But they have changed so much of the comic book already from the comic book. Because, like, Hela in the comic book is...
It's supposed to be Loki's daughter.
Yeah, it's Loki's daughter. So, and they did not even get close to that. So, no.
What is it? It's possible that you're saying, because even Owen Wilson, I can't remember his name, Agent...
Morbius.
Yeah, that's it. Sounds like Morpheus' brother. Morpheus and Morbius.
It's Matrix. Morbius is Jared Leto playing Morbius.
Yeah, right. Yes,
and there's Mobius.
And I'm just more obese.
Yeah, all right.
That's all it is. More obese. That should be my new name. You're more obese. But it makes sense because Mobius told him, even though you're going to help us, even though the person we're hunting is you. So there can be a possibility it is the female Loki. Because he did say that to him. And he's like, what? And it didn't click. It didn't make sense until... Well, same MO, you know, stabbing knives. And that's Loki's number one thing is knives, you know, with the stabbing and shit. So when he said it at the end, I'm like, holy fuck. Mm-hmm. It's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also, I don't want to show it because I don't want to really, really spoil things if it is true, but there is a leaked picture of
Lady Sif as Loki.
It's not Lady Sif, it's a different actress.
Oh, okay.
As Loki, but who knows? You know, we thought the DB Cooper kind of thing was going to be something bigger, and it wound up being a joke. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. That could be, you know, this Loki just messing around. So,
now, what was about DB Cooper? I heard you guys when I was off screen. Was that mentioned before?
DB Cooper was what Loki was on the airplane.
Right, I remember that.
Do you know the story of DB Cooper?
No.
Yeah.
So DB Cooper did this unbelievable, stole all this a huge amount of money, whatever, and he gave a note to a flight attendant. Flight attendant, somehow he takes the money, jumps off an airplane, and lands somewhere in Seattle, and he's never found.
Yeah. All they found was dollars.
Dollars
like floating onto shore
in the air. Yeah.
They have no idea what happened with him. They don't know where he landed, how he landed.
I like how they tie that in. That's nice.
Yeah.
So that's this huge thing that, you know, no one knows what actually happened to DB Cooper. And, that's why, because it was actually Loki.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was and all these like YouTubers and YouTube channels and stuff talking about it, how it's like, oh, he's gonna go back in time and he's gonna be this and he's gonna do that. And it was nothing. It was literally a joke, like that him and it was a bet that he lost.
A bet.
I was like, what? So that for me like changed so much of like, all right, so what I saw on the leaks, what, you know, are they gonna be actually anything important, or are they gonna be just like another silly thing like the DB Cooper thing? You know, so I enjoyed that. I thought that was super funny though.
Or is Matt Damon gonna end up in Loki sometime?
Oh my god, if they actually make Matt Damon another freaking like a real, that'll be hilarious. Oh my god.
Loki from a different universe.
Multiverse.
Matt Damon doing all the same things as Loki.
The third Hemsworth brother is Thor.
Exactly. Oh my god!
Well, they're all gonna be in
Love and
Thunder, and Melissa McCarthy is playing the onstage version of Hella.
Oh really?
Hilarious! You got these pretty three big actors that are gonna be fake actors in. It's so like, you know, meta with it. It's so stupid.
That's
love it.
That's awesome.
That's like how Matt Damon is just like, oh yeah, okay, I'll be that. It's so stupid. Like I'll be an actor.
Well, that's just like how Samuel L. Jackson was just, he was a stormtrooper in one of the movies, and then they put him in a movie.
Oh, was he?
He was a stormtrooper?
Yeah.
There's been so many of them.
They've just been in stormtroopers, just been, you know, famous people, and then they found out how much he loved it, and then they put him in a movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean his character. Yeah, dude, Tom Hardy was a stormtrooper. Daniel Craig was a stormtrooper.
Yep.
Wow. A bunch of other like famous people. It's just the funniest thing. It's like, oh, you're this big actor. All right, here, put this helmet on. Don't say anything.
I know there was a Jackass when they were in China. They're all dressed in panda outfits. There was Brad Pitt in one of them. But they never showed his face. It was Brad Pitt. He was running around with the Jackass people in China.
Well, just like Brad Pitt in
Deadpool.
Deadpool too. Yeah.
So stupid.
That's funny.
I think Matt Damon's in Deadpool too. He's one of the drunk guys on the back. Back of the truck.
Yep.
He had all these prosthetics for a 20-second scene.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. But yeah, man, this show I thought was, I think that was about it, because that's how it ended.
Yeah.
There's nothing post-credits, but there's always like Easter eggs in the credits itself.
Yeah.
All the cool posters were really cool. I like the whole 60 kind of like that yellow, creepy, weird, kind of cringy look to everything. Like an old-timey kind of
That's what I was going to ask you. I was like, why do you feel like the office is that way?
But did you notice though, everything that they were doing, well, eating, were all expired stuff. They had, they were drinking. I can't think of the stupid drink.
The drink.
It was like in the early 90s, and they stopped doing it because it was like so unhealthy for you.
Like, what the hell? Oh my goodness!
Like can of soda that they were drinking.
It was like fizz or something like that. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Well, the reason that it's just like that because time. I don't want to say it doesn't exist, but everyone loses track of time. Because even Owen Wilson, when Loki asked him, what year is this or how old are you? He's like, I don't even know. You know,
Jasta. Yeah.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson was like, I lost. Time's different here. So no one knows anything. No one knows if the water is good, the milk is good, or it's bad. Like, how do you tell the difference if there's an expiration date and you don't know the date? So, okay, yeah. It's supposed to be like this. It's supposed to be like that.
Yeah. That's what I thought. It's like everything was just like out of time kind of stuff. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, here's how businesses kind of looked back then, you know, with all that weird yellow and browns kind of thing. So I thought that was kind of like interesting. I think it was just like, because that, like, if you also go back, like, that was the time when businessmen were businessmen, you know, like the whole Mad Men kind of show kind of thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why I just thought with the cubicles and everyone's wearing, you know, a short sleeve button down with pens in there. And did you notice it kept leaking?
Yeah.
He had, like, the pen ink in the pocket, you know? It was, I don't know. I just like the whole look of it all was old-timey, but like it's also like here's a group of people that laugh at Infinity Stones,
yes,
but yet they look like they came from like the 60s and 70s, you know. So
yeah,
it was just really cool.
There's one thing I did want to talk to you guys about, the church oh, scene, right?
Yeah.
Did anyone else notice that the glass was the devil? The mm-hmm. painted glass was the devil.
Yeah. And I'm like Mephisto.
But and who was there? But who was there right before all this stuff was there? Like Loki was just there. That's who the girl was just saw. And
the evil Loki.
He gave her the blue stuff.
The bubble gum. What was it called? Gum.
I can't
bubble. Remember. What was the gum called?
Kablumo. Kablamo.
Kabloom. Yeah, Kabloom.
Bloom. Something like that. Yeah.
So I thought that was very interesting, you know, and. She said, who was it? She pointed to the devil when she was talking about Loki. So, is it Loki? Is it Mephisto? Is this how Mephisto comes into this?
Is it Nightmare? It could be Nightmare, too, because Nightmare is supposedly one of the bad guys in, or people think it's going to be the bad guy in the Doctor Strange movie.
Yep. So, I'm just saying, all these things, like, it's going to be one thing, and then I'm sure we're going to go back to the beginning and see something we never even noticed, and then bam, that's gonna be the big hidden thing that we didn't see.
Yeah, that's why I think the DB Cooper set up a thing that I enjoy, where like everything you thought was gonna happen is probably gonna be different. It's not gonna be what you expected, you know. Which I enjoy. I was like, yes, more of that. Like, catch me off guard. Like, I don't like to when shows are predictable. You know, like Falcon Winter Soldier. 100% predictable. The entire show, step by step, predictable. Mm-hmm. WandaVision really wasn't, and I think that's why a lot of people liked it.
Because you had no idea what the hell was going on. You had no idea. It's like, oh.
Yeah. You know, and I think they can definitely do that much, much more. Because it's already, like, a character that people love. Everyone loves Loki. And you already know you could do crazy stuff because you did it in WandaVision, so... Combine the two. Crazy stuff with characters people already love. But it's a home run. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
They did very well in this movie. I really do enjoy it. I can't wait for next week.
Yeah.
I just can't wait. So I'm sure there's people leaking the shit out of it right now, maybe. Just subtitle it from whatever language to English. and put it up there for us, please.
Well, it's Disney Plus. So USA... usually gets dibs on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I think it's in USA, England get released first, and then goes from there.
Yeah, and then everything after that. Yeah, but yeah, it's gonna be so good. I can't wait. I don't know how many episodes is this one supposed to have. It's supposed to have eight, or is it supposed to have six?
I thought
it won't tell us. I've looked it up so many times. I was like, episodes.
Oh, really?
It won't say. It just says the first one has come out. That's all it tells you. And and number two will be June 16th. It doesn't tell you how many episodes are actually going to be out.
Huh.
Bastards.
I hope they go eight. I hope they go 10. I mean, fuck that.
I hope they go 10. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, so they already said.
Let's figure this out ourselves. I'm sure there's simple, basic Marvel math. Because they like tying shit up just like they did to WandaVision, to Falcon Winter Soldier. Even though we had to wait for a month between the two of Winter Soldier and Loki, I wonder if there's going to be a tie-in or something from the end of Loki to the next Marvel movie comes out, which would be July, which means it'll be Black Widow, right?
Yeah.
But Black Widow's going to be going back to phase three before we go into phase four.
It doesn't matter what phases. I think it's because it's Marvel and Marvel. They don't want to overlap them because they want the publicity.
Yeah.
But also, so I think when one ends and the other one begins. Well, yeah. So, I mean, even though they pushed it back 2 years, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, even though it was supposed to come out that back then, they still have the opportunity to squeeze shit in and cramp it. Because remember, Marvel, before COVID, you had to wait a year. You had to wait months before the next movie. Now everything was backlogged so much, they could afford, okay, week three this ends, week four this begins. So I'm wondering,
I think there's another show going on, though. I think this is the last show for this year.
Right, but what I'm saying is, when Black Widow comes out,
the next one's What If, right? And What If comes in February, I think. I think that comes out in February.
But that's going to be its own crazy, because that's animated, so that's going to be its own crazy weird stuff.
Right. So Black Widow is released July
9th.
Yeah. Okay. So let me...
Loki should still be going by then, because that means that that's only four episodes.
Oh, I'm wrong. I'm so wrong. What If is premiere summer 2021.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's so much sooner.
So this is exactly what Fredo's saying. And I have a real bad news. The number of episodes of Loki is six.
I knew it. So that means right after that is... What's 6 weeks from now?
6 weeks from now. It's going to go right into What If, because What If is going... What If is a lot. It's a lot of episodes.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of... There is a lot of What Ifs. Yeah.
What If is 23 episodes, and then Hawkeye's at the end of the year, and that's another
Hawkeye. That's what it is.
That's another six episodes.
Yeah. That's what's going to be actual canon, because I think What If is
just
random stories. Not going to be really like canon like that.
Which explains everything in this first episode of Loki. They put all the fine details, instead of spreading it out, they put everything in one. So therefore, from here, they can continue.
If the it's only six, story. Starts.
Yes. If it's only six episodes, they're not going to prolong like they did in WandaVision. They're going to do it now. Because we only got six episodes. We got to squeeze everything in, make it nice, crisp, clear, understanding, and action-filled.
And then at the end of the year, they said Ms. Marvel still comes out 2021. So they're literally coming out with a TV show.
Oh, that's right. Ms. Marvel.
They're coming out a TV show every other month.
Yeah. So I'm kind of excited about Ms. Marvel. I really hope that's going to be pretty good.
It's my brain juice.
You thinking. I'm telling you, that was good thinking. I got to give it to you.
Thank you. It's called... petite coconut from Aldi.
I thought you were gonna pull out another liquor bottle.
Oh no!
It was like Tito's vodka.
No, they're upstairs. When we had Bella's graduation, a lot of people killed a lot of my stuff. They didn't. It was unlocked, and it was a big mistake.
I thought I taught you better, Fredo. Make one thing for them, and you keep your stuff on top of the refrigerator. And you look at them every time they try to get it. Like,
I had it. It wasn't on top of the fridge. I had it in my cupboard. Cupboard. Someone just opened and looked for a glass. I'm like, wow, hey, look at this. Vodka, tequila. And I'm like, oh, God. Now I know, Brian, on Sunday, not to go atop the fridge. Whatever's on the counter, just touch.
Exactly. I gave you the counter stuff, and then after that, don't go in my fridge.
Don't go in my fridge. No.
Don't go to 1792. No, I hold on to 1792.
Don't touch that shit. Yeah. Okay, so cool. Now we know. It's six episodes, and after that, it jumps right into What If. That's what I'm really interested in, because I saw one or two where What If, instead of Steve Rogers, it was Peggy.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so fucking interesting.
It's long enough that what it will do is it'll give us something from Marvel and keep Marvel in our mind until a big show, a big new one comes out.
Yeah.
And then it gets time for the movies.
I think that's the only positive thing of COVID. Not Everything was bad, but the only positive thing, they pushed Marvel to its limits to make sure not to skip timelines and don't fuck shit up and reveal. They end up making something better.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Yeah. I mean, it did kind of suck because like now they're at, they were before COVID, like two movies a year. And I think there's going to be a few years, three a year, where now this year is going to be four in a half a year. You know,
because like crazy,
because that's what I'm saying. Less than a half a year, because July is the seventh month, so you can have, you know, Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Spider-Man.
What about the Eternals? When are the Eternals
and Eternals? Eternals, I think, comes out the beginning of next year, I believe.
Yeah, and then right at the beginning, the Doctor Strange is what, February, March. Like, it's all that stuff is just getting crammed in. Like, it's
gonna be Love and Thunder. Yeah, I can't wait for that. Ooh, I cannot. They wrapped it. They showed the picture of the wrap up of Thor. Let me see.
I gotta ask you guys something. I forgot. Oh my god, you guys. So you see the director of Love and Thunder with his girlfriend, and then Tessa Thompson making out, all three of them.
No,
Tessa Thompson, Valkyrie. She was making out with the director and his girlfriend. Like, it was on this balcony. It was like on this balcony in France. It was crazy. Waititi? Yes.
What?
It that doesn't crazy. Surprise me. That does not surprise me.
That where was it at? It was like on a balcony, like in France or something like that. Everyone was like, "Wow, what's Marvel going to do? What's Disney going to do?" And they just said, "Eh."
That's on their time, yeah.
Yeah. So here's a picture of the wrap up between it was Hemsworth and then obviously Taika is Korg. How freaking jacked is Chris Hemsworth? That is insane.
Look how big his arms are.
Holy shit!
Did you see like his, the thing with his legs? It's like
he skips his little chicken legs.
He skips leg day.
They're insane. People are saying like his arms are going to be called Love and Thunder. Like one's love, the other one's thunder.
Love. Love. Thunder.
This is the biggest he's been. Like, yes. It's insane. When they put this picture out.
Yeah, it's more bulk than tone because the first Thor, he was more toned.
Yeah, he was way more toned. But now, I mean, Chris Hemsworth in real life is such a workout like holic, you know? Like he's crazy on how much
that dude works out. I thought you were gonna say Chris Hemsworth's gonna be a work of art. I'm like, whoa. It sounded like you were going that. And so yeah. I thought you were gonna say work of art. I'm like, geez,
yeah, of course you would. No projecting little.
Look up
never.
So it's Taiki Waititi, Tessa Thompson, and Rita Ora. Just look it up, the pictures from their night.
Well, they were celebrating.
Oh, they're celebrating. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That is nuts.
Oh, yeah. It's already.
I was like, what?
Are you going to put it, Kramer, or do I have to
Ask one? Yeah, no, look at that.
He's just chilling like, oh, yeah. All right.
This is about to happen.
This is about to happen right now in front of everybody.
Yeah, I guess they're a little bit more open in the New Zealand. Because I believe they're all New Zealand. Because Tessa is not American, I don't believe. Or is she American? I don't remember.
Tessa's American.
Is she American?
Yeah.
See, Waititi, that doesn't surprise me from him. He seems like the guy who do shit like that. Because anybody who owns a pineapple shirt will do shit like this.
I mean, Tiger's awesome, dude. I mean, the things he make are pretty funny. I mean, you really don't get a little bit there in that one.
No, they said they are all three doing stuff, and they said that it's a video, but I don't know if we can show the video. But
yeah, right, I'll show the video. He breaks two days ago. It breaks silence on steamy paparazzi photos. It was taking away. I was doing nothing wrong, which he wasn't. I was like,
he was like,
somebody being forced.
He was like, my girlfriend was there. and my girlfriend's girlfriend was there. So I know nothing. Okay. I didn't do anything wrong.
So let's put this together. I'm telling you, this is magic shit, right? Listen to this. Pineapples. Remember, he wore that pineapple. He has a pineapple outfit. He wore the pineapple thing on Endgame, I think it was, right? When Zork had the pineapple shirt. Mm-hmm. Because they mimicked his outfit. Google pineapple sex symbolism. You're going to get, bizarrely, the website identifies pineapples as another swinger signal.
Pineapple?
Pineapple is a swinger symbol. So what does that tell you about his outfit? I'm telling you, man.
Put it out in public?
Yeah, in the form of a door knocker, the subtle symbol was created to help swingers recognize each other and help them to find potential partners. According to the website, the sign is unobtrusive and respects the privacy of ones who wear it. So that leads me to believe that the pineapple shirt with the pineapple outfit is basically saying, hey, we're swingers. Who's in? Yeah. Valkyrie said, me.
Hey, no, Tessa Thompson is known to be that. Tessa Thompson's been all around a lot.
Is she? I don't know too much about her.
So, you know, I mean, she's been out for such a long time, but yeah.
So, who would you pick? Tessa Thompson, and I don't know the other girl's name, but
Rita Ora.
Ant-Man and Wasp, the Ghost.
Lily.
Oh, Ghost? Oh, Ghost? She's fine. Yeah.
Kills me is her eyes.
Tessa Thompson
is not like too, in real life.
Tessa Thompson is too she's too manly for me.
That's funny.
I liked her in a few things she was in. I mean, she really kind of sucked. Well, the whole movie kind of sucked of the Men in Black sequel.
Yeah, but I mean she's in Creed 1 and 2 because she's
right. Yeah.
She's his wife. Yeah. You know. The girl, but you know, she's cool, you know. But Tessa Thompson has been a lot. Tessa Thompson's 37 years old, she's like our age.
Yeah,
you guys' age.
Well, Fredo, you're a vampire though, so that doesn't matter. We know that. Mm-hmm. But she was in what's that movie? She's in Westworld,
yeah. That's where I first saw her, it was Westworld,
yeah. So she's been in a lot of stuff. So.
Wow. Talk about a dagger in the heart.
Well, wear your pineapple shirt and go out, go over there, see what happens.
And that's probably the only thing that can kill you, though. You know, we all know daggers in the heart.
I'm going to get a phone call, and Jess is going to be like, I have this dude here with the pineapple. What the fuck is going on? I'm like, close the door.
Just... Hey, what TV show was that they always had a pineapple in this, in the episode?
On
USA with Dule Hill.
I never really watched that one.
I think it was Psych. They always had a pineapple in the episode. I never knew it was a mount. Maybe it had something to do with swinging now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the things you know.
Useless information.
Yeah,
this kid's gonna give me a job, right? Oh, jeez.
So, do you have any useful skills? Well, I know what a pineapple means, and you don't get to find out unless you hire me. We're gonna hire this man right now.
Whatever it is.
Oh man.
Yeah, but I mean. I don't get why people make such a big deal if it's all consenting adults. Who gives a shit? But yeah. Obviously,
because it's Disney, they rule the world. Disney runs everything.
That's true. Yeah,
no, they do. But
Man, so yeah, we've been going for a little while. But yeah, man, any last thoughts with this show? So 6 episodes, so 5 more. We got 5 more.
I'm sad. It actually hurt my heart a little bit. That's only 5 more already. Oh man!
But the good thing is, I did read that they plan on making a season 2, and this is the only one so far of the Marvel Disney shows that is scheduled to have a season 2. The WandaVision and Falcon Winter Soldier are not gonna get a season 2.
No, those are one offs. Yeah, I knew.
Yeah. So this one is gonna hopefully be a continue you know, and I would like that, you know, because then it can intersect between the movies and have his own show. I'm all for that, man.
Yeah. One day we should go off all the new people that have been, you know, Neymar, who's been cast as Neymar, who's been cast as Cole the Conqueror. You know, is that a good fit or not?
Good. I know.
I've been watching that. Oh man, that's
Okay. Because they just announced Neymar, and that's gonna be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You know, obviously people are losing their fucking mind because they're like, he's not Hispanic. I'm like, how the fuck do you know? You met an Irlandian? Like, what?
Who the fuck cares? Who the fuck cares?
You're not Hispanic.
How about Cole the Conqueror is a black guy? But he's isn't he like Reed Richards' like grandson? Like, you know, like, how'd that work?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who gives a fuck?
I mean, it's good actors. That's all I care about, man. And I think his name is Lee Majors. He's really good in Lovecraft. Holy shit, was that a good show? And he was awesome in it. But that's how people always lose their mind. You know, like, Ariel's not black. Like, how many fucking mermaids did you meet in your life? Can you tell me? It's like, who gives a shit?
Like, she's a fucking fish. Who cares?
I was like, that's the part you're upset about. It's not the bottom half being flippers. You're okay with that. You're upset. Like, that's so stupid. But yeah, if he's a good actor, I haven't watched too much of Narcos, and that's where his biggest role is that guy from Narcos. But I was like, man, yeah, throw some little fins on his feet, you know, put him in a Speedo and see what happens.
How they're bringing Cole in, they said that he's going to be Cole of Atlantis first. So when Neymar comes in, they're going to bring Cole in from Atlantis, who then becomes Cole the Conqueror, who then becomes a lot of shit. So, they can go on over a lot of stuff. Cole the Conqueror is like 5 people.
A lot of stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. I do want to. We could do something like that in the next few episodes. Because I'm all for doing this every Friday or every Thursday, breaking down the Loki episode. Hopefully, not go an hour and a half. We can trim it down a little bit.
Yeah. That's all right. It was all good stuff, so we're good.
Yeah, we spent like 15 minutes talking about surgery, so.
yeah, we did.
And another 10 minutes talking about Taika Waititi's love life. So
pineapples
and pineapples.
I changed my name because I am buzzing. The fucking thing got to me. Instead of Fredo,
it's Fredo.
Just the time too.
All right, but yeah, man, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna maybe do this the next few weeks. Yeah, we'll just go through Loki. Because I think it's going to be such a great show. Yeah. And then also, like, Fredo's wearing the Cobra Kai, and season 4 is doing it, and they're bringing back Terry Silver, and I am so excited. So excited. It's going to be so good.
Terry Silver.
Terry Silver is the guy that Kreese goes to when he's like, needs money, and he has a little ponytail. Was that?
Oh, that dude. Yeah.
Two? Is that?
Yeah,
two?
Three? Right?
Three? I don't remember. They're all kind of blended together.
Yeah,
but that's when like
Danny, I know it's not one. That's why I know
it's not one. Yeah, Danny goes to Cobra Kai, and then I think Kreese and Silver are teaching him.
Mm-hmm.
It's two.
I believe it's two.
That's two.
So, and
one of my favorite parts in that movie is like he had the book with him. He's like, "See this? Read this." Bam! He punches the book, which hits his face. I love it. I love that part. I'm like, that's fun. That looks funny.
That's fun. man, I love Cobra Kai. If we want, we can break that down when it comes out.
Yeah,
that show was so fucking good.
It is good.
Girlfriend makes fun of me. Everyone makes fun of me. They're like, really? I'm like, it's really good.
It is.
It's very CW-ish.
And that's exactly why I love it. Because, you know, I don't say this a lot. You know, my favorite TV show of all time is Supernatural.
Oh, heck yeah, dude. That's a classic.
I've watched every episode 35,000 times. It's crazy. Okay. So I love CW. I mean, even though another thing you should really talk about is Superman and Lois.
I haven't watched that yet.
It's so good. It was really,
I heard it was good.
I just I saw
Batwoman is horrible though.
Don't waste your time. It's horrible.
I just saw the first episode of Invincible.
Invincible?
Invincible. Invincible. Yeah.
I can't even say it right now. Yes.
Invincible. Wait, did you watch all of it? Because I know a lot of people turned it off before Omni-Man met his buddies. Yeah.
No, I watched the whole thing.
Okay.
First, there's a part of like, what's going on? Father, dad kind of thing.
Yeah.
But what really sparked my interest before that, when he went to his wife and he's like, are you questioning me? She's like, what the hell's gotten into you? He's like, oh, I don't know. Just stress. I'm like, this motherfucker's going to be bad. And sure enough, man. Sure enough. Yeah.
There's more.
Yeah. Well, it's so hard. There's already a meme made out of it. So, you know, there's the whole one where he's like pointing at his head, kind of. That's a big meme. Yeah. But yeah, it's really, really good. I mean, the whole story, because I read everything now because I was like, I can't wait. So I spoil everything. you know, and I read the entire series. And it was like, also, it was like, if it didn't have a good ending, I wasn't going to waste my time. But I like the ending of the entire story. I hope it goes all the way through. So, but it was the show though was
awesome. Yeah. So Brian, I've known Kramer for like 10 years, I think. How long? Maybe more than that.
Longer than that.
More than 10 years. Like, yeah, more than 10 years.
Well, you know,
20, time, almost 20.
I think 2004, five.
I want to say five. Almost 20.
Yeah, I understand that he's been around for like since the 1800s. So for him, it's just a blip in time for him.
Kramer is the most impatient person I know. He ordered a computer from Dell. They were going to deliver on Wednesday. This motherfucker took off Wednesday for him to receive the computer. I'm like, dude, you get off. We're so busy. He's like, no, I got to get my computer. Wednesday comes, it's just me. Man, motherfucker. Okay, so I'm running shit. Thursday comes. How's your computer? Man, it didn't show up. It got delayed. This is this. And then it wasn't until, I think, Friday. Guess who's off again?
Exactly.
And then Kramer comes in on Monday. I'm like, I don't think he even showed up on Saturday. I'm like, how's it going to be? Bad. It's fucking bad. It's awesome. Whatever. And I first saw it, you know, my computer was like this.
Massive.
And his was like fucking big as my torso.
Well, you still have it at your house, right?
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah. And show Brian next time.
Yeah.
Computer? Like, I want to see it.
Come on.
It's a big boy. It's a big boy. Then, it was Dell, too.
So. Then he goes and fucking tells me he wants to upgrade the computer like after like 2 months. It's like, dude, I want it turned on before I even think about it turning on. I'm like, motherfucker, what the hell are you talking about? Oh shit.
That was the last time I bought a Dell though. I'm like, I will never buy
My god. What is that?
Dude, okay, see my torso?
Oh my god.
This motherfucker.
That's a supercomputer that's like in like a room. This is like back in 1968.
He controlled fucking the Hubble telescope with this.
No, he fucking controlled the world. What you talking about? Yeah, fucking floppy disk. That's
a big boy, man.
The big floppy disk. Put it in there. Like, oh my gosh.
No, this thing is badass though.
I think it has like three drives in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's got,
look at that.
There's a bunch of shit. And it's not light.
Yeah, no, it's not. That case alone is crazy.
My intoxicated ass should not be carrying this.
Yeah. Whew. And I was like, pissed because like it didn't even come all at once. Because it was the monitor came separate than the tower. I was like, you sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Well, I probably had to. It was like 8,000 pounds. Yeah. One man can't carry this.
It came in a diesel truck.
Yeah. But I learned with that computer, like, I would never buying a pre-built, you know. Well, I know Fredo's having the issue now is right now with graphic cards and everything like that. But
oh, not
like,
anymore.
I was like, I'm never buying a Dell again. Let me put it that way. 100%.
Really?
Never buying a Dell again. Because like, I tried upgrading it, and I maxed it out so quick. I'm like, oh, this is all I can do for this thing. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Already spent so much money. What about external hard drives and all that stuff? But your motherboard probably only has so much room in it. So
that one I was able to put a few drives in it, which was pretty nice. The one I have now, I think I can add like 8 drives to it. Plus, I have 2 M.2 slots, and I got one. That's why, like now with this computer, like because Fredo said, like what he said, he's like, I wanted to turn on before I even think about it. That's how this computer I have now is. Like I press the button. And I'm not even exaggerating. Within 10 seconds, it's fully on, ready to rock and roll.
How many terabytes do you have?
My M.2, which is my one with the OS on it, I think that one is that one's only 500 gigs. But my okay. Only my OS is on it. And then I have two external ones. One for my PlayStation games, which is 8 terabytes. One, another one for my media server. That's 10 terabytes. And then I have 4 drives in my computer internal. One's 2 terabytes, 4 terabytes, and 1 terabyte. Oh, and then one is like 250 from an old computer that I have like random shit in there.
Yeah, this guy, like I said, man, I'll never forget. I was so pissed at him for that one day. I'm like, motherfucker, we're in a warehouse. It's hot. I got new people with me. I need all the help. We're short a guy.
He'll take one day. He takes 2.
Oh, yeah. He was so upset. I'm like,
yeah, because they would have left it outside. And I'm like, don't leave that shit outside in the middle of summer. I was like, just gonna fucking fry everything.
Yeah.
So. Well, you don't have to worry about anyone stealing it because then no one can pick it up. So you're good to go.
It's like fucking the Thor hammer.
You come home, they stumble, someone's on it underneath it, like still stuck underneath it.
All you see is a box and then 2 arms, 2 legs. I'm like, what happened? Special delivery.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but yeah, that computer served me well for a long time.
It did. I mean, I remember, like I said, that's how I know at that point. I'm like, this dude is so impatient. So fucking impatient. Yeah, I'm the guy. I'm like, oh, wait, episode 2's out of 10. I'm going to wait till all 10 comes up so therefore I can watch all of it.
I couldn't do that. I can't do that.
That's how patient I am, though. That's all I'm saying.
No, you know what? I'm so patient that I could wait till like Wednesday night. I was like, man, Wednesday night, I did a good job. That was 12 hours. I waited. Good job.
I was really, really contemplating. I'm like, should I just do a live party at 2 a.m.? I was not even exaggerating. I'm like, okay. I'm like, maybe it'll just be me because obviously everyone else is going to be sleeping. And like, I'll put a little timer and we'll do a watch party. Man, I'm like,
that would be badass, though.
That's terrible.
Because that's what a lot of the big like nerd YouTubers do. They'll do a watch party as soon as it gets released in their time zone, which I think for us is around 1:30 or 2 a.m. when everything comes out.
My blood pressure went up when I lifted that fucking thing.
That was your workout?
Don't adjust the color of your screens. It's just my face being red.
He's literally the same color of his shirt, guys. Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. It's just me. I see yellow all of a
sudden. The yellow in his eyes is the jaundice from overdrinking. And then the red of his face.
Oh, shit. That's so funny, man. That is so funny. Oh, man.
But I don't know about you guys, man. I am down for next week to do Loki episode 2.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll be there, definitely. Yes, definitely.
Sounds good. We'll just break it down. Whew. It's only 6 weeks, right? We've got something else to do.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Was that it then?
I think we're good.
I should have fucking stretched.
You should have stretched? Pull a hammy?
I pulled something. My toes hurting. I got tiptoe on my carpet. What the fuck?
I think all our viewers
left. How is that possible? There's only 2 viewers, but I got 3 screens up. Facebook. How is that? What the hell?
All right, let's finish this thing, man.
Yes. Yeah, we always do it.
All right, guys. So our next show in the Nerd Huddle is Sunday with all of us. And, well, I don't know if Fredo's showing, but I know Marvin is going to be with us. Morning Spike.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So Sunday Morning Spike, and we do all our football, fancy football news and stuff like that. Mondays is our Spoiler Kings, where we do our movie reviews. This week is In the Heights, the new Lin-Manuel Miranda musical. Mm-hmm. And then we got Panda and Grizzly, which are with these two dudes, which they got merch.
Yes.
Buy their merch.
I'm about to buy some merch.
They got t-shirts and sweaters. I'm trying to get the damn hat going. So go check out the merch. It's in the link. And you guys are doing what the next couple weeks?
We're going to do 8 through 11. Because nine or 10 is their bye week.
The bye week.
We're going to discuss what hopefully we should think they're going to be at schedule record wise.
Okay.
So nice. That's going to be fun. Good.
And then Wednesdays, we got Dynasty Pylon over on the Dynasty Pylon channel. And we got a couple guests hosts this week that are going to be with Mark, and it's going to be me and Alfredo. We're going to be helping out with the Dynasty Pylon next couple weeks while Martin is out doing his duty.
Right, and just for Martin's sake, I'm going to talk a shitload about trades. Just because he mentioned that.
I thought you were talking about the Bears, because they both think we're just going to talk about the Bears nonstop.
Yeah.
I'm going to be just sitting there talking on comments like, but what about the Bears?
Yeah. Like, so the ex-Bear Kyle Long just shattered his kneecap. He's going to tie every team back to the Bears somehow. Yeah. That's what Martin already says we're going to do. So,
six degrees of Kevin Bacon. That's what we're doing. 6 degrees of the Bears.
Yep. And then every Thursday you can catch us here. Did we just become best friends? And I guess we just agree that we're going to break down every Loki episode. Yes. And I promise they will not go on for an hour and 48 minutes.
We talked about
spoilers. We'll definitely try to keep it down to an hour next time.
Maybe computers.
Yeah.
Hernia.
Yeah. No surgery talk. No threesome
jaundice.
Talk. Stuff like that. Oh man! All right, guys.
This was a fun episode.
I enjoyed it. That's great.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all that matters. Is if we have fun. But, hey, cool.
That's two new viewers. Now that I closed on my screens, we got more viewers.
Jump back up.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
He's had a refresh. All right, let's get out of here, guys. All right, one thing, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are so close. There you go, get your brain juice. We are close to 100 subs, and we're at almost at 70. We're at 74 right now. So come hit that sub button, follow us over here on this channel, and we always have fun and hang out and stuff like that. Cool, guys. See you guys next week.
Wait, thank you to Odelli?
Oli.
Oli.
Thank you, Oli,
for mentioning us, commenting us. Have a good one, people.
All right, guys.
Cobra Kai.